Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Week 10 edition of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski, and an able substitute today. We've got J.P. Edwards in for the Sultan of Youth Football, Darren Sutherland.
I'm not quite as knowledgeable as Darren Sutherland. He is definitely the Sultan of Youth Football, but I will do my best to fill in on Cobb Football Friday. I appreciate being here with you, John. First, let me hit the sponsors, okay? Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, and Johnson & Alday Attorneys at Law. This would not be possible if it wasn't for them. And give me just a sneak peek of what we're going to talk about later in the podcast.
Well, we got some big region games coming up. Pebblebrook, Walton, Marietta Harrison. That's They've got some big matchups that are going to do a lot to start sorting out the playoff picture.
Okay. All right. That's coming up. But first, let's go over last week. Tell me about some of the games that happened.
Well, we had Kennesaw Mountain taking on Pope. You know, Kennesaw Mountain had lost the previous week unexpectedly to South Cobb. So it was we needed to see if they were going to bounce back. Pope, we were kind of wondering exactly what kind of team they were, because to their credit, everybody that was put in front of them, they found a way to beat, okay? But they hadn't played some of the higher echelon teams within the region yet. Ended up 21-17. Pope actually had a 17-7 lead. Kennesaw Mountain came back, strong second half, and they kind of take control of Region 6-6A with that win.
Did Kennesaw Mountain look good against Pope?
They definitely did in the second half.
Okay.
They definitely did in the second half. They got off to a slow start, and I don't know if everybody started thinking it, but, you know, they got off to a real slow start against South Cobb, and I'm kind of wondering if they thought, uh-oh, here we go again. But to their credit, and their defense has been lights out all year, they shut Pope down in the second half. The offense had a couple of good drives. Next thing you know, they got the W.
Okay, good for them. Moving on.
Harrison beat North Paulding. Now, on the face, that's probably not too big of a surprise, but North Paulding had beaten Brookwood and Marietta. And then they go to Harrison, and not only did Harrison win, they blew North Paulding's doors off.
Really? Do you think North Paulding was just wore out after playing so well?
You know, I don't know if it's that or I think Harrison, you know, traditionally they have a really good defense. And it showed in the second half last week. They shut down North Paulding. I was happy to see Jake Walling and those guys on offense really put up some points. And, you know, with that, all of a sudden, Harrison, North Paulding, Marietta, and North Cobb, Hillgrove, who am I missing? So Harrison, North Paulding, Marietta, there's four teams. I'm absolutely drawing a blank. This, I think it's a senior moment. But we have four teams tied at 1-1.
Yeah.
For second place. Walton. That was the other one.
Okay.
So four teams tied at 1-1, and that's what's going to make this week's games interesting.
Sure.
But not a lot of people expected, because Harrison had lost four in a row. you know, so we got a surprise, and it kind of jumbled things up. So, you know, North Cobb's 2-0 in the region. Walton, North Paulding, Harrison, Marietta, all 1-1. Hillgrove's 0-2.
So it's one of those things, like you hear coaches and professional players and whatnot saying, we'll take it one week at a time, we don't look past the next opponent, blah, 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 blah. And you kind of shake it off, but then you see that that's exactly what has to happen, because any week, any given Friday night, you can have any team beaten another team. And yep. North Paulding came in, have winning some big games, and then Harrison upsets them.
Yep. And, you know, the biggest game on the docket last week, as far as ranked teams against each other, North Cobb and Walton, both ranked in the top 10 in Class 7A.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to dog out fan bases and all that stuff. But
you're going to.
No, not too much. Game was at Walton.
Yeah.
And before the game started, from what I understand, some of the Walton fans were doing overrated,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that continued into the first half, and mm-hmm. it was like 14-14 with about 4 minutes left in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And you blink, and it was 37-14 at the half.
Well, it shut them up real quick, I guess.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, now, to Walton's credit, you know, they got blitzed, came back out in the third quarter, scored 2 touchdowns, pulled it back within, 37-29. So
okay.
It was a one-score game.
Mm-hmm.
North Cobb put a couple of scores on in the fourth quarter. So,
but it made it respectable for a bit.
Well, yeah. It was, like I said, it was a one-score game, and then it ended up being a 3-score game. But it just goes to show, with the number of weapons that North Cobb has, they can score from anywhere on the field at any time. And if you throw a mistake or two in there, you know, you turn it over, give them a short field, they're going to score boom, boom like that. And, you know, next thing you know, the game's out of hand.
And it seems like their team must have good heads on their shoulders to be able to brush that off, because, you know, they heard it on the field and they were able to brush it off and light them up.
Well, yeah. And then, you know, of course, you know, Malachi Singleton, Denylon Morissette, Reggie Gabon, Ben Hall. I mean, the Sam Mbake. The list just goes on and on with the talent on North Cobb's side of the ball. So, you know, it was the outcome was not surprising. If you mm-hmm. you know, if they played 10 times, I'd say North Cobb would probably win 8 of them. But it was a little bit odd in the way that it happened, with that, you know, 4 scores in like 4 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's a 1-score game again. You know, both teams kind of showed what they could do a little bit. North Cobb just had a little bit more in the end.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday, and when we come back, we're going to go around the county and see all the matchups coming up.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday. John Bednarowski is in studio here. And, John, let's go around the county. We have, it looks like, a full slate.
Yeah, we got a pretty full slate this week. Interesting game to get us started. East Coweta at Campbell. Campbell started the year 3-0. They have lost their last four. Pebblebrook went down and beat East Coweta pretty well down at East Coweta. So Campbell is looking for that one win in region play in order to get them to the playoffs. And I think of the remaining games on their schedule, this is their best chance. So okay. we shall see. Hillgrove at North Cobb. Hillgrove, hate to say it, but I guess the best way to say it is they're rebuilding. Young guys, and they're learning what high school football is all about. They got beat 48-0 by Marietta last week. North Cobb, we just got done talking about them, how they ended up beating Walton. I think the Warriors will come out on top on this one. Allatoona at Kell, this is going to be a real interesting matchup, because right now Allatoona is in third place in Region 6-6A. Kell is in fifth, playoff spot on the line here. I like Allatoona. We're getting to that point of the season where I like to say if you don't get Allatoona early, you got to get Allatoona early because you're not going to get them late.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to hit late.
Okay.
So I like the Bucks there. Wheeler, Kennesaw Mountain. Wheeler put up a few points against Kell. That was they lost 45-23 last week. That was one of their best offensive showings of the year. They're going to need to do that and more over at Kennesaw Mountain. I think the Mustangs, they can secure a playoff spot this week. They can't win everything outright. I think it's going to go down to the last week, but I think Kennesaw Mountain's in a real good spot here. Osborne at South Cobb. This is going to be an interesting game because Osborne has proven to be able to play some defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving up like about 14 points a game to these teams. South Cobb, coming off 2 weeks ago, or coming off the big win over Kennesaw Mountain. Can they keep that up? Should be a fun one to watch there. Sprayberry at Pope. Pope needs to bounce back. They don't want to have any kind of a hangover, and I think they'll be fine against Sprayberry. Whitfield Academy at Landmark. This is Region 2A private. Okay. This is going to be Whitfield Academy's first region game of the year.
Really? Week 10?
Yeah, because there's only three football-playing teams in the region right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So they got a game against Landmark, Christian, and then they'll play Elka in a couple of weeks. And, so the winner of this game is guaranteed a home playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a big one. I think Whitfield will come out on top there. Mount Perrin Christian goes up to Christian Heritage. A couple of teams, I think that's pretty even. Gotta like the home team in that case. Mount Perrin is very capable of bringing a W back, but we'll have to see. Darlington at North Cobb Christian. Darlington comes in. I think they're 7-1, 3-0 in the region. North Cobb Christian is 1-0 in the region. Should be a pretty good game. Kind of like Darlington in this one, though.
See, so I graduated from Darlington. I'm from Rome, Georgia. So, I'll root for them, even though I guess I'm not supposed to on the Cobb Football Friday podcast.
Well, you're taking it into your own hands. Look, Matt Jones is getting everything up and running up there at North Cobb Christian. And, they're in a good position. They're going to make the playoffs. They've been competitive in every game so far this year, but they're learning new systems on both sides of the ball, so it's taken a little while, and that's why I think Darlington might be a little too much for them in this spot. But come and talk to me next year when these two teams play, it might be a different answer.
Okay, I like that. And then I also like that on the sheet it says we're going to talk about flag football. Please tell me, and in case you haven't heard, there is flag football in high school now, and it's wonderful that there is. So please tell me this report that you have.
Well, it's the second week of the season. the big thing to report right now is the Marietta defense. They're 4-0. They're 2-0 in their area. They've given up one touchdown in four games. They've given up 7 points.
Really?
Yeah. So they're looking. I think they were the 3 seed last year, coming out of their area, making the playoffs. It's pretty obvious that they're tough. And Osborne is 3-1. They're off to a real good start. So, you know, it's just something to watch as we go along because, you know, like I said, you know, we wrote about it in the football preview issue and we've done some stuff on it. And even some of the kids, you know, they said when flag football started, you know, everybody had the vision of powder puff football.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This ain't no powder puff.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. These girls can play. And it's fun to watch. It really is.
And how many teams are playing?
We've got 12 in Cobb County.
Okay.
And it's split between two different areas. So we've got an all Cobb area, and then we've got a Cobb area that's got a couple of Paulding teams, Cherokee teams mixed in. So
are they all just playing each other, or they got them split into regions as well? How is that working?
Well, yeah, in this case, because there aren't as many teams across the state, that's why they're broken into areas as opposed to regions.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just another word for region, basically.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. And now let's talk about the big story. So back to the boys' football teams and the fact that we could get some region decisions happening this week.
Well, Noonan at Pebble Brook. And, you know, Pebble Brook is, 7-0-1. If they win on Friday, they're guaranteed to be home the first week of the playoffs.
Okay.
They will lock up either the 1 or the 2 seed. It's really looking like if they can beat Noonan, then probably the last game, because they've got a bye the next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll play McEachern for the region championship in 2 weeks. So Pebble Brook is putting up points. They're keeping opponents off the scoreboard. And McEachern handled Noonan pretty well last week. I think it was 41-21. So I really like Pebble Brook in this spot. You know, you would think that, you know, maybe there would be a drop-off because they've had a couple of guys, Trevon Finney, their starting running back. He got banged up. All they do is bring in this young man named Dwight Phillips Jr., who his first varsity start, who goes for 237 yards. So, I mean, that's the kind of year that that Pebble Brook's having.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun to watch. Coach Leroy Hood down there, he has them believing. They're hitting on all cylinders right now. And, you know, it's going to be fun. I would not want to be a visiting team going in there during the playoffs. So this is going to be a big one. They win this one, they're guaranteed a home playoff game.
And then a couple teams that we've talked about earlier, Walton and North Paulding.
Yeah, you know, both of them are 1-1. And like we said, we know North Paulding's been able to score points. Walton can score points. It's going to be which defense performs the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think Walton's probably got an edge on that. And, you know, this is part of that logjam. We talked about it. There's 4 teams tied for second place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got 4 teams, you know, assuming that North Cobb remains above the fray. They've still got a game against Marietta down the line, which could be interesting.
Sure.
But and North Paulding, for that matter. But assuming that North Cobb stays above the fray. You know, this game and the Marietta-Harrison game, you know, the 2 winners there are now tied for second.
Gotcha.
And they still have to play each other. So it'll be interesting to see who comes out of that.
And if North Cobb gets handed a loss, then it's really going to make a mess in the whole region.
Well, that is true, but North Cobb's already beaten Harrison.
Okay.
And they get Hillgrove this week. So, you know, we'll have to see. They've beaten Walton. So if somebody gives them a loss, it's going to be North Paulding or Marietta. Mm-hmm. Both of those teams already have a loss. You know, then you start getting into tiebreakers and this, that, and the other. So,
sure.
Yeah, you don't want to – you want to maintain whatever lead you've got.
And who do you like in Marietta at Harrison?
I like Marietta. The defense seemed to take a step forward last week against Hillgrove, put up a donut with the shutout. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if – and Tyler Hughes, we know that he and his group of receivers, Cameron Perry and Cam Overton and Taji Johnson and some of those guys, they know that they're going to get theirs. Okay. So, you know, if it's going to be, can Harrison score enough points to keep up? Of course, Harrison scored 51 against them last year.
Okay.
Slightly different personnel, but
sure.
51 against them last year. So we'll have to see. This one's at Harrison. But I think Marietta's got a little bit of an advantage.
We're going to take a quick break on the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. And when we come back, John, I'm going to ask you one question. It's the same question I ask you every week. If you could be a one game this week, where would you be? And you got a full slate to pick from. So think on that, and we'll be right back.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
We're back on the Cobb Football Friday podcast with John Bednarowski. He's a sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. And John, there's a good long list of games that are playing this week. If you could be at one of them, which one are you going to?
I'm probably going to go to Marietta and Harrison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just like that matchup. Like I said, Marietta's going to get theirs. We'll see if Harrison can hold serve. But I'll tell you, there are a couple of games on the schedule I'd really like to be at. Obviously, Marietta-Harrison, but I'd also like to be at Allatoona and Kell. I'd like to be at Osborne-South Cobb and Noonan-Pebblebrook. You can't go wrong with any of those.
Okay. All right. So if you're looking for some good football, like, there's a nice selection of games to go see and enjoy.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap up, I'll thank our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedics, Superior Plumbing, Ed Boyle's Automotive, and the guys over at Johnson and Alday, Attorneys at Law. John Bednarowski, it's always a pleasure when I get to host Cobb Football Friday with you. I know that Darren's out and we miss him, but it's fun when I get to do it.
Well, I appreciate you pinch hitting for me.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at CobbFootballFriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.